Been a tough week at the White House. The president didn't get any help from former President Bill Clinton, who appeared to be at odds with the current administration when talking to CNBC about whether to extend the Bush-era tax cuts.
I don't have any problem with extending all of it now, including the current spending levels.
Now, Clinton now says he's sorry and didn't mean to say the tax cuts should be extended.
Joining us live this morning, Bob Schieffer, CBS News chief White House correspondent and host of Face the Nation. Is this stuff that really hurts the president, Bob, or is it just stuff that can be exploited by the other side?
Well, it makes good soundbite for the other guy's commercials. And when you wind up in the other guy's commercials, and that's not a very good day. But, you know, you've got this economy that's just limping along right now, Bruce. And as long as you're going to have this bad economy, you're going to have people out there all over the place talking about what you ought to do about it. I think what President Clinton was talking about is he advocates short-term spending to try to get the economy moving along again with long-term cuts in spending down the way. And that's what this argument is all about. But there's no question about it. This was not a good week for the White House. And, you know, they get up this morning to look at the front page of the Washington Post, which tells you that last month, the month of May, for the first time, the Romney folks significantly outraised the Obama folks on the fundraising front, $76.8 million that the Romney campaign and Republican entities raised. That compares to $60 million that the Obama people raised. I mean, both of these figures are just obscene that we've let this campaign get totally out of hand on spending, but that's what it is. And of all the numbers we've been seeing lately, those are the numbers that have to cause most of the concern in the White House, I think.
You know, and I wonder how much of the campaign ahead, and Democrats think it's going to be closer now than they anticipated it might be against Mitt Romney. Some even fear that Romney could have the advantage in November. But I'm wondering how much of this campaign is going to be on the sound bites that we've heard, like Bill Clinton say, or how much of it's going to be on real policy issues about the substantial problems we have, Bob.
I think in the end, it's the numbers, the economic numbers that we see in October. I think what this campaign will turn on, the tipping point on this campaign, are two things: the state of the economy in October and the presidential debates that will be coming up during the month of October. This is very, very close. I think people on both sides would say that. I think the Romney people are probably feeling better than they have throughout this campaign. But again, it's not so much the numbers that we're seeing now as the numbers that we'll be seeing in October. And, you know, who knows? We really haven't seen Mitt Romney in a real debate. I mean, the Republican primary was, when you saw that with a whole bunch of people out there on the stage, we really haven't seen him one-on-one against anybody. And if past experience is any guide, Obama is pretty good going one-on-one in debates. He certainly was in 2008. So I think it's going to be the debates and the state of the economy in October.
Good point. What do you have coming up on Face the Nation?
Well, I'm really proud of our show this week. Scott Walker, who survived that recall election out in Wisconsin, is going to be with us. We'll get the other side of the story from Richard Trumka, head of one of the union official, and Martin O'Malley, the governor of Maryland, will also be with us. But the best part of the Face the Nation Sunday, Woodward and Bernstein will have a double byline in the Washington Post this Sunday and on Watergate, because next week, as you know, marks the 40th anniversary of the Watergate break-in.
Wow.
They've done a long piece. They'll have they've got new stuff. And they'll be with us for most of the second half of the broadcast. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Good show, Bob. We'll talk to you again next Friday. Have a great show. CBS's Bob Schieffer.